Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Every disabled person should have an equal opportunity to get a job. The government owes us that, just like they owe it to everybody else. Now, how many people have lost their jobs because of this virus? You know, people didn't spend money. They're afraid to come out. The business wasn't allowed to have people come in and so on and so forth. So, but when you're disabled, and let's say you're able-bodied and you become disabled and you're on a job, most of the time you're going to lose that job because you became disabled, because the employer is not going to modify the surroundings and everything else so you could keep the job. The agency certainly, I've never heard of one agency coming in and helping you, helping a disabled person so they could keep their job. I remember one time, a few years ago, I met a guy at the local coffee shop. And we started talking, and he told me that he's very afraid because he's losing his vision. He says he's not afraid of so much of dealing with blindness, but he's afraid of losing his job. That shouldn't be. That kind of fear should not be hanging over people's heads. You should be reassured that everything possible can be done by these agencies and the government to help you keep your job and to be a valued member of society and pay taxes. So that's why every disabled person should be guaranteed a job if they want to work, if they're able to work. Some disabled people can't work. It's too much on them. That's understandable. But if you're able to do it, accessibility is the key. If you're able to do the job and you have the accessibility, there's the key right there. How many people who are disabled can do the job, but they don't have the accessibility? Now, of course, there's the American Disability Act, but I wouldn't count on that too much. I mean, it's been my experience, and I'm sure many, many others, that the ADA does not really back you up or have enforcement power. So a lot needs to be changed with that. And these agencies that are out there who will tell you that the ADA doesn't protect you, they're not doing anything to change it that I know of. You never hear about it. I remember a couple of months ago, a woman who, Mary, who we helped her with her service dog. We certified the dog and checked it out as an emotional support dog. And she told me that the local independent living center told her that the ADA does not cover emotional support dogs. Well, if we know that, and we do know it, why doesn't the Independent Living Center do something about it? You know? I mean, why isn't there an organized protest or whatever about that? You see, these agencies are afraid to go out on a limb because they're so tied up financially with the state and the government that if they make a wrong move, the government will find an excuse to cut their funding. That's why you don't have too many advocates in this country. The people who work for the independent living are very afraid of being advocates. Inner Sight's not afraid. We tell it like it is. Make every place accessible. Have an enforceable law so that when a person goes for a job, they don't have to ask the stupid question, are you accessible? It's a stupid, ridiculous question that nobody should have to ask. If you're not accessible, you shouldn't be there. That's how I look at it. What are you doing in business if you're not accessible for everybody? Don't you believe in serving everybody? The entire public? All right, Inner Sight, BigEastAkitaRescue.org, around the world, adopt an Akita. And as you may or may not know, most people know, Akitas come from Japan. Let's see, I think my dog even understands Japanese. Yeah. She's a very... bilingual dog. All right. Inner Sight, Big East Akita Rescue. And we're proud to tell you about them. 609-388-7004. Phone number. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Around the world, Mr. Kennedy's back in the office. Of course, you're probably not gonna come from around the world, but you never know. Somebody could pop in from around the world and come to Long Island and say they want to buy a house. Well, why not? You never know. All right, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info about real estate, Mr. Kennedy. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them, cherish them. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and my very, very good friend who passed away, Ali. We honor them all. All right, Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right, around the world. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the name of Gary's organization. And you can call him at 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical help for your animal. So check it out. 484-3085, and you'll talk to Gary or leave him a message. That's a 631 area code. Inner Sight around the world, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, and TurahLawCenter.com, all our friends. So we remember our friends on Inner Sight. James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. If you need that kind of help, 516-783-7000. 9662, James Bahamundi. All righty. Inner Sight tonight, talking about jobs and how every disabled person who wants one should have a job. And we'll explain that in a minute. But around the world, Inner Sight. And if you want to call in here, 213-816-1650. We are awaiting the arrival of our engineers, so see what happens with that. All right, Inner Sight, what else we got to tell you about? Around the world. And we do need some new sponsors. So anybody interested, you can dial us up at 631-224-3090, or you can email us, innersight@pmail.com. I want to thank my new friend Bill for his donation and now donating his time to help us with the website. We appreciate that, and I want to get the I'll get the name of Bill's company, and we'll include that in our promotion because it's really great that he not only is helping us, but now has made a donation to Inner Sight, so we appreciate that. All right, Inner Sight. And let's explain what we mean, that every disabled person should have a job or wants one. Every person who's disabled should have the availability to go in and to apply for that job, you know, or work from home. You see, what's really needed here to avoid all the hassles and all the humiliation that we have to go through with these stupid programs, you know, the vocational rehab and all this stuff, what's really needed is a fund in the name of the disabled person. A fund. A vocational fund contributed to by the government, half by the government and half by the agencies corresponding with the person's disability. In other words, if the person is blind, the agencies for the blind would put up the half. Person has palsy, the cerebral palsy people would contribute, and so on and so forth. That's really what's needed. Because then you could create your own job, you know, or you could have you would have the means and the funds to say to an employer, hey, I can hook this up or that up, or you know, and be able to do the job. And at the same time, of course, there should be enforcement that requires every company to be accessible. See, there's no enforcement. And that's the big problem that we face. You know, that everything is a struggle, and unfortunately, the independent living centers lately have been falling down on helping people. I hear it all the time. It's happened to me. You know, it's happened to others. So that's not the best system. The best system is to depend really on yourself And you got to have money to be independent.
Yes, you do.
That's the best system. See, they did the whole thing wrong when they established these independent living centers. I don't know who came up with this stupid idea, but it's so ridiculous. You know, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. And it's just, you know, and in fact, it makes things worse.
Yeah, I'd say.
You know? I'll give you one big example. I'm a blind person. Got a guide dog. I was denied. The agencies don't like that I perform on the subway. They can kiss my you-know-what Macy's window 5 o'clock.
I don't give a damn
if they like it or not. It's not their business. Their business is training dogs, not judging people.
That's right.
So anyway, what independent living center would help me if I needed a new guide dog?
I don't know.
Where? Which one?
Question. I don't know.
I don't know of one.
That's right.
That would help me.
Right now, I don't know.
No,
I don't
there
know
isn't.
The answer to the question.
Huh? There isn't one that I know of. So what good is it? I mean, that just take that alone. You know, a person's life being protected by a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the independent living centers won't do anything about it. And I've been to them. You know, in fact, my independent living center here in Suffolk County tried to get foundation money to set
mm-hmm.
up a program where people could learn to train guide dogs on their own. And they said there isn't one foundation that would put the money up.
That's right.
So there you have it.
They were so afraid. They were so afraid to do it. They were.
Afraid of what?
I don't know. But they definitely
were. What
were
they afraid of?
I don't know. Investing.
Yeah.
In us. But you know what? They shouldn't be. We tell the truth, so that's the good thing. The truth prevails.
So the Akita Rescue came forward.
Yeah, I remember that.
And helped and has been helping, and you know.
Yeah, awesome.
So, but there you have a big reason why a disabled person has a very hard time getting a job. These independent living centers, all they do is refer people
mm-hmm.
to someplace else.
Yeah. I'm going to go a step further. So do all the places where they refer you to, okay? They refer you to VESA.
Yeah,
they
right.
refer you to the what they call Commission for the Blind. They refer you to all the state agencies, right? They're connected, okay? So when they refer you to all these things, it takes forever. By that time, you're either half dead, which is what I am.
How many jobs
you know?
Do you lose within that time period?
Oh, too many. Way too many. Mm-hmm.
There's the other thing.
I lost count. Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they using that time and energy to get enforcement on the half-assed ADA?
I don't know.
Instead of, you know, referring people all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs that? You don't need that. You can call 411. What do you need them for?
Right.
It's so stupid and ridiculous. They use us to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worse when your fellow disabled people do that. It's even worse.
Mm.
Anyway, around the world, Intersight. Anybody out there who has lost a job or is looking for a job, we'd like to, you know, hear from you if you want to talk about it. You don't have to identify yourself because we know what that's like. Say something out of the way about one of these agencies and all of a sudden, you know, we can't help you.
That's right.
Happens every day of the week. All right, around the world, 213-816-1650. Have we anybody on the phone lines at all?
No, just us so far.
All right, Thursday night, Inner Sight. And let me remind everyone about the television schedule. We're still on reruns.
Yeah.
No fault of our own. I mean, me, I would have been in there, you know.
I know.
A long time ago. All right, Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20.
You.
Shut that guy up. Anyway, 8:30, Wednesday night, Channel 20, Long Island, and the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. Wednesday night is Inner Sight night.
Yes, it is.
Two shots on the TV. All right. And we're here tonight talking about jobs. So many people have lost their jobs. So many disabled people can't get a job.
Or encourage. She is the best one. I like this. When they encourage you to do something else, strongly encourage you.
Do something else. Like what?
Oh, yeah. I'm told, oh, it's best that you go back and do what you did when you were in, college. And then you know you can't do that because it wasn't, you're so far out of tune with it. Then they tell you, oh, then do what you were when you got out of college for 11 years and you haven't been in that, that for a while and you need some more training to catch up. And they won't give you the training. I mean, it's so much.
Oh, you mean they try to deter you and push you into something that they think,
right,
these vocational agencies that we're talking about, that
right,
they think
right,
you should be in.
Right.
Because they read
but
it in
so
a book.
So far they've thought, that I should be in technology, and I thought that was okay. So that's a good thing only. It's the one only good thing that I've, we've agreed on that one aspect. So, that's the only.
Yeah, they
good
read
thing.
These things in a book and they try to push them on people.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a list. The Commission for the Blind has a list. Himmler's list. So they have a list. Now, the reason they have this list, and if I'm wrong, somebody call up and say it, tell me. The reason they have this list is because this is a list that brings them money.
Oh, yeah.
If a blind person wants to be a doctor, for instance.
Forget it.
They're going to try to push you into a massage therapy or something like that, because that's the vocation that brings the money. The government is not going to give the money to send a blind person to medical school.
That's true.
You have to fight for that.
Yeah.
And the commission couldn't fight its way out of a paper bag. With all the stupidity over there. All right.
I didn't want to go to medical school now. I mean, but then I probably would have, asked for it when I was younger, because I would have wanted to change a lot of things. But then thinking about all this going on, I probably would have changed them, and yet I would have been shunned from medical school after that. or medicine after that. So, but would I have cared? No, at that point.
I was thinking of a guy I met years ago, a dopey guy. He's dead now, so I can talk about him. His name was John Garrity. He was a blind lawyer for the commission. And this was back when I had been denied a guide dog. And I went into his office with my friend Frank Peturo, who worked with Mario Cuomo. And this guy was bragging about the fact that he had pictures of me on the subway getting donations, you know. And I said, well, what are you going to do with those pictures? He said, well, I don't want to do anything. I said, well, what? I said, wait a minute. Why don't we go to court? Show the pictures. I want the world to see them. Well, you never saw somebody back off so fast. They weren't going to go to court against a blind person who needs a dog, and somebody gave me a dollar on the... You know what they'd look like?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
so full of crap. They have no damn backbone, these people.
They should have gone to court with you. That would have been
You're
fun.
Damn right they should have. That's what I wanted, my day in court.
That's right.
Bunch of phony ass you-know-what. That's the Commission for the Blind. They wouldn't even give a blind person their day in court when denied a guide dog. I told them, I said, you know, John, I said, take your pictures and shove them.
With the shun dog
he didn't
John.
Like that. And I walked out of his office.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh.
So,
See,
yeah,
you didn't
crazy.
Hate him. You hated his actions. It's true. You don't
Oh,
hate
yeah.
those.
No, I didn't hate him.
You didn't like what he did.
I hate what the hell he did.
Yeah.
No, you know. Anyway, that was a long time ago, but still the, you know, the attitude is pretty much the same.
Same. Yeah, it hasn't changed.
So, yeah. And then somebody
like,
said to me...
How long do you want before you get the help? Oh, why don't we... We'll do this... I have to speak with my supervisor. That's usually what happens. You know?
Yeah, right.
That's usually seriously what happens. And you're like, wait a second. I just asked you, and you said, no, I have to speak with my supervisor. And you're like, okay.
Sure, because they got to tell them the way what to do
to make
sure the money comes in.
Yeah.
They do the wrong thing. You know, they get chewed out.
Yeah.
You know? And possibly demoted. Who knows?
Fired.
I don't know.
Well, fired. For that matter.
You're fired.
Yeah, right.
Anyway. Oh, tomorrow night we got the funnies here. Mr. Trump. What did he say? He wants to open the schools? Well, what kind of a thing is that?
No. Now he's like saying we can open the schools, but in certain circumstances, if people don't want to come to the schools, the kid could take school from home.
Oh, voluntarily school?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, that's all right. He'll get a lot of votes with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, tomorrow night we're going to talk about taxes because Mr. Trump got a good report from the Supreme Court on his taxes.
On his taxes?
Yeah, that means he's got more money. All right, in sight. Around the world, 213-816-1650. And right away, CNN jumped on in it and said, if Mr. Trump's taxes don't compare with his real estate, he's in trouble. You know, CNN had to get in there and put something asinine. You know what I mean? What is it with them, anyway?
They
want to fire that guy who said that.
I literally watch all the news stations to get everything. If I, that's the only way I get to figure out what the true news is. Because to tell you the truth, each one of them has their own opinion. You know,
some
you
guy named Charlie Dumbbell. I don't know who he is. But anyway, maybe you'll hear me. I don't know. I'd love CNN to sue us for getting the news. They won't get any money. What are they going to get?
Oh,
I'll give them
fine.
Some dog food.
Yeah, right?
All right, inside. Grandma's. Tomorrow night, what happens when you give your boss dog food?
Happen to like ABC very much.
Tomorrow night with the dog food, all right.
I've always been an ABC person, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be able to call up the agency and say, hey, I got this job. You know, the guy wants to hire me. It's a good job. I like it, whatever it may be. I need so-and-so, such-and-such, and right in, and, you know, I need it, I'm going to start next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. If you think that happens with the blind and disabled, you're dreaming, and your dream is a nightmare.
That's right. It doesn't.
Because it doesn't happen.
I wish it did.
They keep you waiting and waiting for years and years and years, and then they say, well, why don't you get a job?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's what they do with me all the time. Then the woman, the best part, is the supervisor of that particular section said to me, do you realize, she wanted to get nail me, right? She says, she was about to say to me, do you realize it has been 6 years? Well, now it's seven, by the way, but that's beside the point. She was trying to tell me, you know, do you realize it has been 6 years and why haven't you, you know, basically got onto the program? I said it before her, and she didn't know what to say, Frank. She really didn't. Oh, you do realize, you know, she was like shocked that I knew. And I would have said,
in those 6 years, how much money did the Commission for the Blind make on me from the government? I want my cut.
Yeah.
I want my half.
Now, I just want to see. I'm dragging this out as long as it's going to take me, and I want to see exactly how long it takes, and then I'm going to say how much. That's what I'm going to do.
Well,
I want to see exactly how long. Now, Let's see what happens
Sunday.
Yeah. That's
when the deaf guy
that.
Comes over.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see after that.
He won't. You could curse at him. He won't be able to hear you.
Yeah, the interpreter will translate.
Well, that's all right. You say, wait a minute, I didn't say that. Was he telling you that?
Yeah. Nah, I'm not that way.
All right, in a sight.
You know that.
Around the world, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And we, years ago, I used to work as a counselor, helping people who are blind to get jobs, specifically for the blind, you know. And it was very interesting. We met a lot of different kinds of people, and we used to have a therapy group, you know, where people could come in and talk about the kind of job they wanted and all that, and then we would try to break down the barriers, and you know, we placed the first blind teacher in New York City, the first blind social worker, you know, and we made a few inroads, you know, a few breakthroughs, you know.
Whatever happened to that? Is it still going?
Oh, went out of business.
Really?
No more money.
See, that's sad.
Yeah. The guy who started it was a blind guy, and he had, in addition to being blind, he had some mental problems, so he got worse, and the whole thing fell apart. But
was he in Belmore?
That's how we did it. What?
Was he in Belmore?
Belmore? Oh, I don't know.
Because I was wondering, because I remember somebody who used to live in Belmore who had something just like that. That's why I asked.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I believe he was in Kings County Hospital. He lived in Brooklyn.
Okay. Oh, okay. No, then this is not the same person. Okay.
He spent some time in Kings County, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
Because it was an owner of a business who did the same thing and had the same problems. Similar problems, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of those people, they go to these hospitals and they give them these drugs and they get worse.
Yeah.
They never get better, you know.
No, they don't.
All right. Inner sight around the world. And, yeah, everybody should have an equal chance at a job.
Yeah.
I mean, the government wants us to pay taxes. You know, isn't this a big contradiction? The government wants us to pay taxes, but they don't have it. So you can walk into any place with any type of a disability and apply for an equal chance for a job.
That's right.
So that's a contradiction.
Yeah.
So to me, they don't really want us to pay taxes. If they did, they would ensure that a person could apply for any job, you know, with the accessibility. Whether they'd get hired or not is another story, but to be able to apply for that job because the accessibility is there. That's the key.
Right. That makes you equal. That makes
yeah.
you, well, first part of the
yeah.
equality. The second part of the equality is now that you're in that job, okay, are you able to perform the work? That's another
yeah.
issue.
Yeah, right. Well, some people, you know, they give you a trial run.
Yeah.
Can you,
which is not bad in and of itself either. Yeah.
What?
And you're not able to perform the work, what should be done to make you be able to perform the work as well? You know, and then even then, if you're not able to perform it, let's find a way to make you be able to perform it with these grants from the government. That's what should be done, period.
Well, a trial
no.
run for a disabled person is only fair if the complete accessibility is there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, it's easy for the person to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, I see that.
There's another part of the puzzle.
Yeah.
You know, that people should have that accessibility.
Yeah.
You know, or at least be able to call up an agency and say, hey, you know, I need this within a few days or a week, whatever, you know, short time.
Yeah. I missed those jobs because, you know, I didn't have the equipment I needed, you know. And I should have had everything that I needed within a couple of days, to be honest. You should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're blind and you go for a job and the guy says, all right, I'm going to hire you. When can you start, you know? And there's nothing there.
Nope.
There's nothing there that you can access. You need certain equipment and all that, you know.
Yeah.
You can't call the Commission for the Blind and say, "Come on, get your ass down here. I'm going to get a job.
I need this, this, and this.
I need this,
no,
that,
I
this.
No, I can't.
You
no.
can't do that. They put you through
no,
holy
I
hell.
Can't.
Oh, we got to evaluate you. We got to see if you're
yeah.
normal. We got to check your
yeah.
blood pressure and all this crap."
You know why I'm laughing? I've been through it all.
Yeah.
It's
friggin' horrible.
Because you're the one of the only people I know who's been through this for so long. I said, well, why are you guys saying this to me? Why not act? Make a action? Why am I waiting so long? Why are you so angry? Well, because I'm waiting so long. Oh, you actually are upset? I said, yes.
Why are you a moron, lady? What are you doing in that job if you don't understand what's going on?
Yeah, right.
All right, inner sight. How about the phone lines? Anything going on?
Okay,
quiet
let
night.
Me check. Hey, yeah, let me check again.
That's all right.
Oops.
Tomorrow night we'll
I
make a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah, we always do. Okay,
you know, we put
studio.
The funnies on tomorrow night.
No, it's
and,
us. It's us tonight. Just us.
All right.
Let me do another
all right,
reason.
So...
Make sure. Yeah, just us.
From one time I was on the on the train, and there was a blind guy on there. I think he was a blind guy. I mean, I can't be positive. And he yelled out, "Hey, you bum, get a job!" I said, "I got a job. What's your excuse?"
Yeah.
I said, "I'm an advocate for the disabled." You know?
Yeah. What did he say back?
He didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He shut up.
Yeah, because you are. He knows that.
But it's so funny. Just because somebody doesn't have a job, by the way, doesn't mean they're a bum.
That's true.
Well, they're
and Frank is
not
a bum.
Good for nothing, you know.
No, they're not. And Frank is not homeless, number one. By the way, he has a home.
But anyway.
Doesn't own it, but he has a home, right, Frank?
Isn't it amazing how some people can't think for themselves, and they think with what I call the agency mentality?
It's sad, though.
You know? That they're so trained by these agencies that they're afraid to think for themselves.
Mm.
Crazy. I grew up with a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
You know? And I was always a rebel. I always thought for myself and, didn't really fit in with the crowd, you know.
I never fit in with the crowd. I just had one or two considerations, and then I was over the top, and that was it. There were certain things that I just did not want to stop is the money. And then I realized if I stopped the money and was able to get help separately, then I would go for it. You know, I would definitely go for it, but there's no backup lately. And now, to tell you the truth, I really don't care what happens. I'd rather just get a job and, you know, do my own thing at this point. But I need the health care. That's the major thing I need. And it would be a death sentence at this point if they did that to me. So I have a lot of people that would help me, I know.
All right, Insight, tomorrow night, don't forget, Jimmy Dinigan will be here. Everybody loves Dinigan.
Yeah.
I gotta find out if Jimmy's still alive.
I thought I gave you that information.
Be reunited with Dinigan. That'd be funny.
Didn't I give you that information?
Information about what?
About Dinigan.
Huh? Dinigan?
Dinigan.
No, you didn't give me no information. What are you talking about?
I sent you some information that I found online based on the song, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know if that's got anything to do with Jimmy.
No, I put in Jimmy's name and everything, and it came up with the song. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, I'm gonna have somebody Google him.
Yeah, and I think that might be me.
All right. So, I had a couple jobs. You know. And I lost my job, and the agencies don't help you when you lose your job.
No, they don't.
They don't help
you.
No. They wouldn't even replace my guide dog. And somebody said to me, "Well, don't you need the dog to get the job?"
Yeah, it's the truth.
You know? So, and another thing, these agencies won't help you find a job either. They could, and they should. I take that back. The only way to help you is if you go into a sheltered workshop.
Oh, wow.
Because they make money on that. They get from the disabled. So they help you with that. You want to go put together pencil boxes and all that stuff. That's not for me, folks.
That's horrible. It's not for anybody. How is that for anybody, really?
Well, they call it a job, and they make it so that people can keep their disability, which means you only make a very little money. You can't really, that's not change your life job.
No, it isn't.
That's a little menial job that serves the social workers who work there and the other people.
Yeah.
They get the big salaries. See, it should be the other way around, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's harder work being disabled, you know, than it is to be a non-disabled social worker and sit there and look in a book and say, this is what's wrong with you, Johnny. Look, I read it in the book. You know what Grandpa would have said, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take your book and stick it. Stick a book. Stick it. Over there.
High up, too.
Stupid. Yeah, you know. So, I remember I freaked out a dentist one time. I said, how come I never ran into a blind dentist?
I know who you did too, probably. I think I know who that was.
That'd be a good job for a blind
dentist.
You know, to go to dental. I wonder if they'd let a blind person in dental school.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Everything today is automated.
Yeah.
Of course,
so
if the computer breaks, forget it. not only would he or she pull out the wrong tooth, they'll pull out the wrong mouth.
Wait a minute, is this the face that I need to go through? No, wait, let me see. Okay, wait, that's the face? No, that's not the face. Oh, this is the face. Oh, he has a big schnoz. Okay.
Now smile.
I can do that on the
smile.
We could do that on the
yeah,
smileys.
That should be a good job for a blind person. A dentist.
Yeah.
I got a good method, see. You go in there, you sit in the chair, and the blind person says, put your finger on which tooth that hurts.
Okay, let's see. All right, we can pull that one out. Let's go to the door. Here's the string.
Now, wait a minute. Is that the one that hurts? No, it's the other one. Well, wait a minute. How many people who can see have pulled the wrong tooth?
Yeah.
How about that one?
Yeah.
And the guy probably jump out of the chair. I'll take my chances with the doorknob. I'm getting out of here.
That's right. Thank you. Bye. How much you charging me? Nothing.
Oh, man. So that's a weird job, you know. And, I never heard of a blind person going to dental school.
No, I haven't either.
But, you know, with all the technology, I wonder now.
You know, they put the example of the tooth inside this machine, and it can make it for you now within, like, an hour. So why wouldn't you be able to?
You know, go yeah. Try to get the commission to fund that. Go ahead.
Yeah, right? Just like
be all over the newspapers, I'll tell you that.
I know.
Make a news story.
I tell you, you're right.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Call up, tell us what kind of a job you have, or if you're looking for one. A lot of people out of work now.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to go back.
Does anybody? Yeah.
To their
job. You know why? Their jobs are less money than the unemployment.
Yeah.
Which is terrible. Yeah. And that really states a fact about our economy and the way things are. Terrible.
Yeah, well, I don't know what they're waiting for. We need more stimulus money, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'll tell you that much is right. I hope they're not waiting for November, because I'll tell
who
you,
knows?
If November comes, I'll vote all of them out.
All right. Inner sight. And, you know, everybody should have the right to apply for a job and know that, not know that they're going to get it, because, you know, that you don't know. But apply for the job and know that you have the availability of the equipment there you need to do the job.
Right.
That's the key. That's what we should have.
Definitely.
All right. And in addition to a vocational fund for each disabled person, you should have a vocational fund upheld by the government and the agencies. That's what Inner Sight believes. Because that money is misspent that's supposed to help us. Now, they have a thing called job coaches.
Yeah.
Which to me is a waste, you know. I don't see what purpose.
Well, I'll tell you, a job coach on the outside, not within these agencies, is a totally different animal than a job coach within these agencies. They pale in comparison.
But most of them work for the agencies.
Yeah, but the ones that don't work for the agencies, that just work for, like, say, a headhunter or for their own self, are much better than the job coach that the agency provides you. So if you're going to pay for something, why don't you just pay for a true job coach for somebody and let them help the person? That would be better, wouldn't it? But no. Not what happens.
Well, I don't need a coach. Just give me the money. I know how to spend it.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Let's see. The week, Mad or Glad Monday, Tuesday night, we got open mic. Wednesday, Thursdays, different topics. And Friday, the funnies. There it is. There's the whole Inner Sight idea. And we'll be back, hopefully, in the television studio soon.
I hope so.
I don't know what they're waiting for. But, you know, it's crazy. I won't be intimidated by a virus, I'll tell you that. Hell no.
Yeah.
That's one thing. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Wild oil of oregano is our health tip. Apple cider vinegar. Now, here with the apple cider vinegar, take it with your meals, see? Shake it up real good. All right. I keep a little bottle with me now. Shake it up real good. And when you're eating, you know, you have some water, take a little sip of it. You know, about a tablespoon. And then wash it down with the water. It does wonders for your digestion. All right, because it's got all that good bacteria in it and everything else. And then the oil of oregano, you only need a drop. You can wash that down with water, too. That kills virus. Oil of oregano. Wild oil of oregano. So there's the health tip, and, you know, get out in the sun. Vitamin D, very good. Zinc is another deterrent of virus. And vitamin C, of course.
Yeah.
So there you have some good stuff, you know. And we urge everyone to create a good immune system in themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's ironic. They announce all over the subway and the Long Island Railroad, you got to wear this mask. They never say one thing about the immune system.
Right.
The immune system is going to protect you more than a mask, believe me.
I'll tell you that. That's true.
Not one word about the immune system. It's like they're afraid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody's going to grab them by their neck or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a sight. Around the world, and we hope you get the job you want. I used to be a janitor. It was my job that I had. Oh, it was cool, man. I liked it.
Nah.
Kept me in shape.
You made good money, too.
No, I got some money off the rent.
Oh, all right. That's good, too.
Yeah, janitor. I had to put out the pails. You know.
That's good.
You were more like a super
than a janitor.
What?
You were more like a super than a janitor, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, like a super.
Yeah.
And I had a mop and all that, you know.
That's not too bad. Did you shovel?
It was fun.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
I used to shovel the walk and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
That's cool.
So
healthy.
I had that job. I had a lot of different jobs. Then I was a masseur.
That was cool.
Worked
Did you
as
like
a masseur.
That?
And I worked as a counselor for the blind. Yeah, I like massage. Yeah.
So you still have your license, don't
Good
you?
Good job. No, it expired.
Can you go back for it?
I had a couple of different jobs. No, no, I'm more into advocacy now.
Yeah, I know. But
so
I think you should still be good at that, you know.
That's what I like, the advocacy and the performing and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's see. I don't know, we didn't get any phone calls tonight, but hopefully we're going to get listeners.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
what's the latest tally on that?
96,222.
Let's do a tally.
96,222. I knew you'd ask, so I looked it up anyway.
96,223?
2.
222.
222.
It went up.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it go up a little bit?
Yes, it did.
All right. Let's see, what's the next holiday coming up? Labor Day.
Yes.
Labor Day is what, about?
September.
Wow. It's only 6 weeks away, right?
Can you believe that? That's scary.
Anyway, we've got to get out of here, but we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Dinikin will be here, and Louie will be stopping in, probably.
Yeah.
Probably, you know. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Thank you for listening. Hope you find the job if you're looking for one.
Yeah.
And, be careful out there. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is the phone number. Inner Sight at PMPmail on the .com over there. No attachments.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're
Be
welcome.
Cool. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And catch us tomorrow night, 8 to 9 on the Funnies, where we act a little dopey and say stupid things and all that. And,
yeah,
all
in
variety, fun.
So. All in fun.
Don't take us seriously tomorrow night. It's all in fun.
No, all in fun.
All right, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.